Let's talk politics on the programme. More news from the North Shropshire by-election now. We heard from Labour's candidate Ben Wood on the show yesterday. The Liberal Democrats have now announced their candidate, Helen Morgan. Our political reporter Joanne Gallagher has been speaking to her.
Now, Helen, you've just been announced as the candidate for the Liberal Democrats in the North Shropshire by-election. You've stood once before in this area in the general election. How are you feeling?
I'm absolutely thrilled to have been selected by the local party to stand and to have been given the opportunity to represent the people, you know, in the place that I've made my home. I love it here and I can't wait to get stuck in and fight for the issues that people have told me they're really concerned about.
So tell people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved here in 2014 with my husband and we wanted to be nearer to my family, basically. And since then, I've become more and more involved with the Liberal Democrats, but more importantly, in my community. I'm a parish councillor. I've set up community support groups. I've spent a lot of time listening to people, and I really want the opportunity to represent them.
What do you think are going to be the important issues on the doorstep heading into this by-election?
Well, we've already knocked on about 1,000 doors, and the thing that's come across really strongly is the NHS. So lots of people very concerned that they can't get a GP appointment because we don't have enough GPs. I'm very concerned about the knock-on impact on A&E and ambulance wait times. And I know you've covered a number of pretty shocking stories about ambulance wait times, and it's very much at the top of people's minds.
What could you do if successful as a Liberal Democrat MP, though, when it's a Conservative government?
Well, I think we proved in Chesham and Amersham that a vote to make a point and change your MP can send a really strong message. So in Chesham and Amersham, the issue was around planning laws and a lot of local people very worried about concreting over the green belt. And the outcome of that has been that the Conservatives have rowed back on their planning reform changes. So sending a really clear message that you're not happy by choosing an MP that's going to fight your corner can really make a difference.
So for you, you think this is going to be all about the NHS?
Well, I think there's two things. The NHS, as I say, is obviously top of people's minds. And the other thing that's really come up is that our local farming community feel really sold out by these trade deals with Australia and New Zealand, where farmers from there are going to be able to undercut our local industry. And I think that's the other issue that's really key for us.
Now, you're a pro-European party. Brexit, big vote here in North Shropshire. People voted to leave. How's that going to play out?
Well, when we talk to people on the doorstep, they're focused now on the issues that are relevant now. And as I say, they feel a bit let down by this botched Brexit deal and the enormous quantities of red tape that are in place when trading with Europe, both for farmers and other small businesses. So I don't think people are particularly focused on a debate that's happened, it's in the past. We need to accept the result and focus on the issues in front of us.
So you're willing to accept the result and just try and help with what we've got now?
Well, we believe that we need to have a much closer working relationship with Europe so that we can get our imports and exports and our businesses thriving. The current Brexit deal doesn't achieve that, so we're going to hold the government to account on that. But there's a reality that we aren't going to push for a referendum in the next 3 or 4 years.
And have you been speaking to farmers? I know you've been doing a lot of door knocking. Have you spoken to people in the agricultural industry as well as part of your campaign?
Yes, we have, yeah. And as I say, what comes across very strongly is disappointment with these trade deals with Australia and New Zealand and concern that, you know, lamb and beef and dairy products that are raised with lower animal welfare standards and lower environmental standards than we have here will be able to come in and undercut our farmers.
Now, this by-election's happening because the former Conservative MP, Owen Paterson, had to resign. How much is the topic of sleaze and the issue around his resignation coming up?
It's coming up a little bit. I think voters here feel really taken for granted, and I think the kind of botched attempt to change the rules and really override the standards by the Conservatives last week have made people very angry. They feel as if they're being taken for granted, and that, you know, if they've got an MP who's reputation has been damaged by corruption, doesn't matter, that they can still have to put up with that. So they feel taken for granted. It is an issue, but they're much more focused on getting things to improve going forwards.
And realistically, Helen, what are the chances of a Liberal Democrat win here? It's one of the safest seats in England for the Conservatives. Owen Paterson had a huge majority, well over 20,000. You came third in the general election. Labour came second. Have you got an uphill battle here?
Well, I think we're the only party on the up in North Shropshire. I mean, we doubled our vote actually in the general election. We doubled it again in the local election. We came a really clear second there. And when we've knocked on doors, people are really ready to say, we've been taken for granted and we want an alternative. And I think nationally, in the Conservative rural heartlands, the Liberal Democrats are seen as a much more natural challenger to the Conservatives than Labour. So, yeah, I think we really can win here.
It's going to be a big battle, though, isn't it? I mean, Owen Paterson had over 30,000 votes in the last general election. You had over 5.
Well, I think the point really is that you can get these really big swings in by-elections. You know, we'd had a 25% swing in Chesham and Amersham. In the local election, Rob Wilson had a 34% swing, I think, to topple the council leader. So we can definitely turn, you know, make those numbers happen.
The latest on the by-election for North Shropshire, Lib Dem candidate Helen Morgan there. Just a reminder that the former MP for the patch, Owen Paterson, has denied any wrongdoing, but was found to have broken lobbying rules. He says he'll fight to clear his name. Tomorrow on the show, you can hear from the Green Party